Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Sianna. How can I assist you today?
I have a debit purchase on my bank statement that I didn't make.
Okay.
And this number was on the statement from where it came from for $56.95.
Okay.
This makes the fourth one I've had. I've got six on my bank statement, actually. And they're all for the same thing, some kind of fitness crap.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
43467.
Okay, and who would I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Mary Griffin.
Okay, Miss Griffin, can you verify that shipping address, please?
6409 Main Street, P.O. Box 31, West Millgrove, Ohio, 43467.
Thank you. Give me 1 second so I can review this account for you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so do you remember purchasing a pulse oximeter for $7.95 April 19th?
I do remember that.
Okay, so...
But it didn't say anything about $56.95.
Okay, so before you purchase that shipping for the $7.95, in the terms and conditions, it'll say 3 to 6 days later, you'll be enrolled in the Factory Direct store on a monthly membership fee. And with that fee, you do receive a voucher in your email for $125 that you can use towards anything on that website.
I didn't get that, and I never saw what you're saying. And I've already called on this once before, I believe, and they told me they would send me an e-check to reimburse me, but I can't get an e-check because I have no way to take an e-check to my bank. I don't drive, and I would need it just put back on my debit card.
Okay, so you also mentioned before that you had six charges. This account only has three.
Yeah, I have six charges, but this is just a different charge. But the other ones were all for fitness. I did purchase that pulse monitor, but I also called once before to get a refund for it, and they told me I had to get an e-check. Well, I couldn't get the e-check. So now I'm getting billed again for it. This is the second time.
Okay, so I don't see the notes about the e-check. Was that the other account you were mentioning?
No, the other accounts were for some kind of fitness thing, which I never purchased at all.
And then you called about this thing right here.
And they're
here.
All from different states. All these on my credit card, they're all from today, are all from the statement, I mean. And they seem to all be from different states, but they're for the same exact thing, all having something to do with Facebook, except for this one. But
okay,
this one,
so
I can't seem to get any refund for, which I never saw anything on there saying I would have to pay more for it, or I would have never purchased it in the first place.
Who said you couldn't get a refund?
Whoever I talked to before.
Oh, okay, for this right here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing any notes about this account, about an e-check, about it being canceled or anything, or that you've called in, but I have gotten this canceled for you. So you won't receive any more charges. Yes, ma'am. And then the payment from the $39.99 you're seeing that tried to go through June 20th, that hasn't been declined, so you weren't charged. I mean, that has been declined, so you weren't charged for this month at all. And then as for the last charge, the $56.95 that did go through, as a customer courtesy, I did go ahead and issue you a 35% refund. So you'll be seeing $19.93 in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
I should be getting a full refund for this because this is the same runaround I got with the last person I talked to, and they wanted to give me just a percentage back, and then they said I'd have to get it through this stupid e-check thing, which I couldn't get at all, and now I'm still being billed for it. This is, according to you, the second bill that I've got for it because I don't remember the 39 whatever. I didn't even see that on my my statement. I'm gonna cut up my debit card and cancel it, and there better not be any more charges to me whatsoever. I should get a full refund for this, and I'm gonna call my bank and report this as fraud.
Okay, so if you
I've had all I can take of this.
So if you did dispute the charge, your bank would issue a temporary credit, and then they'll investigate the charge and read the terms and conditions. And when they call us, and we have to explain it to them, and then they would deny the dispute. But because I know that you did not read the terms and conditions, I'll go ahead and issue that $56.95. But you keep mentioning an e-check, so give me 1 second while I process that to make sure it goes through successfully, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that refund has been processed back to that card, $56.95. I don't know why the last rep was trying to issue you an e-check. But if you're ready for that cancellation number, I'll go ahead and give it to you.
Yep.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie, 260-677-841.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
And you'll see that back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great
day. And you did cancel it, right? So they won't send me another bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Or try to bill me again? Okay, thank you.
No problem.